This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Our education correspondent, Amy Scott, has spent a good part of the past year in Cincinnati, Ohio, working on a series about a school and its neighborhood. Euler School has been trying to build a community, in part by concentrating on things outside the classroom. Until Euler added a high school 8 years ago, almost nobody from that neighborhood got a diploma, much less went to college. Now that more kids are graduating, though, Euler is trying to raise ambitions beyond just high school, and that means starting early. From the education desk at WYPR, here's Amy.
There's a parade of cute coming down the hallway, a gaggle of first graders walking single file, each one wearing a construction paper crown with a Penn State or University of Delaware logo. The procession passes a classroom door decked out with the Seton Hall mascot. Today, every door at Euler has been decorated to represent a college or university. The kids walk past the University of Georgia, Auburn, Cincinnati State. These 6- and 7-year-olds are still learning to read, so they practice.
Start here and go down.
University of Missouri.
Then they come to another door with letters cut out from magazines like a ransom note.
Oh my gosh, read this door as you go by it.
7-year-old Mark Tobin sounds out the words.
Did you know?
Try to read that door.
College graduates make almost twice as much money as people who don't have a degree.
Does it make you want to go to college?
Yes.
And that's pretty much the point of this day, to get kids from preschool to 12th grade talking and thinking about college.
When I came to Euler, there was like this complete absence of college. Nobody even knew what a college was.
That's Euler's principal, Craig Hockenberry. When he took the job 12 years ago, Euler only went through 8th grade. Without a high school in their neighborhood, most kids eventually dropped out. So Euler added a high school, and Hockenberry set about building a college-going culture at the school, almost from scratch. He says most Euler parents never finished high school, let alone went to college.
It's not a dinner table topic, and there's not a lot of dinner tables in Lower Price Hill, you know. So there's a lot of absence of conversation with parents about that.
Today, Euler has that conversation. Teachers and staff wear college gear. There's a recruiting fair in the gym. And every class devotes an hour to talking about college.
Every college, no matter how big or small, is its own little community, its own little city, so to speak.
Teacher Joe Saylor shows his class of 5th graders all the fun things to do at Hocking College.
You have Dance Club, Dungeons and Dragons Club, Hotel and Restaurant Club.
It's a small public college in Ohio. A recent Euler graduate goes there.
Why are we looking at Hocking College? Because this is direct evidence that if you graduate high school from Euler, you can go to college. You can succeed.
Saylor says that's a message kids from Euler need to hear long before a sophomore or junior year.
You have to plant that seed early. They have to believe it and believe it and believe it, because the sad truth is not only are they not hearing it at home, they may be hearing the opposite at home. You're not going to go to college. You're no better than me. Nobody from our families ever went to college.
Saylor knows. He grew up a block away from the school. He also knows college isn't for everyone. This year, Euler's added trades into the mix, like plumbing and auto detailing. At the recruiting fair in the gym, senior Richard Carter checks out an apprentice program in construction. He could start making around $15 an hour right out of school while taking some classes.
I wanted to actually do something hands-on where they pay me so I don't have to pay them that much.
The real mission of this day is to encourage kids to set their sights beyond high school. Joe Saylor's 5th graders seem to be getting the message. Their guest speaker arrives, an admissions rep from Wilmington College.
How many of you guys want to go to college one day?
All of them raise their hands.
That's good. That's good.
In Cincinnati, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
We've got the rest of Amy's stories on her series about the Euler School on our website. It's marketplace.org.